It's time for Let's Talk on WPPA, AM 1360, A106 FM, and on the web at WPPARadio.com. Stories making news, special guest interviews, your phone calls, and more. The views expressed on Let's Talk are not necessarily those of the management or staff of WPPA. Now, here's your host, Jay-Z.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to it. Another edition. It is Monday, and we've got some very special guests joining us on the program. It's not the third Tuesday of the month. It's the third Monday of the month. So John Bondur and the folks from Schuylkill Headwaters are joining us. John, good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Jay-Z. We had to switch it up a day. It just so happens that John Bondura is the elected constable of the borough of New Philadelphia, and one of his duties is to make sure that there's no trouble at the polls in New Philadelphia tomorrow.
Nobody would dare have trouble with
right.
you around.
That's where I will be. So show number five for 2025, Jay-Z.
Number five.
We're up and running. We have Hemlock Hanna-Klubitsky with us from the Schuylkill County Conservation District. We have Ryan Kegarice from the Pocono Fly Fishing Shop over in Jim Thorpe, our neighbors in Carbon County.
Love the folks up there.
It's all good. Jim Thorpe's yep. one of my favorite places
Me
to
too.
Go, and now it's even better since I met Ryan. We have Shane Casey. Shane is our waterways conservation officer from the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission, luckily assigned here to Schuylkill County at this point in time. And I have Steve Uleski from the Gordon Fish and Game. And finally, Mike Weider from the Friedensburg Fish and Game in the Friedensburg area. So we're going to start with Ryan. Ryan needs to get back and open up his fly fishing shop. Ryan, tell us a little bit about yourself, first of all, and then a little bit about your fly fishing shop in Jim Thorpe, and give us some contact information, and just give us a little bit of information about what's going on over in Carbon County.
All right. Thanks, John. Thanks for having me today. My name is Ryan Kegarice. I'm the owner of Pocono Fly Fishing in Jim Thorpe. We offer fly fishing supplies as well as guide service through PA Trout Fitters. We also been holding the Lehigh River Stocking Association meetings at our shop the last Tuesday of every month. So if you're interested in supporting the conservation of the Lehigh River, that's an opportunity for you to join us there. We offer fly tying classes as well as we have held kids fly tying classes and free seminars. I met John at the previous last month. We had a dry fly seminar that was a free seminar. We were holding another one in June or early July for bass bugs and warm water fly fishing species. So
it was a great seminar. I just want to congratulate Ryan for setting up the seminar on the dry fly fishing. You could always learn something from another fisherman. And you know, my favorite saying is everybody's an expert when it comes to fishing. Everybody has their own technique. If you try to critique that technique, you turn into a bad guy. Even back in the day when I was on patrol on the waters of the Commonwealth, if the conversation became unofficial and, you know, we talked about fishing techniques or maybe suggestions, probably 5 out of 10 people kind of got sore at you because they kind of thought you were trying to tell them how to fish.
Right.
So after a while, you kind of don't do that anymore. But it's just very it's interesting to see how people take fishing when they're out on the streams and the rivers. They certainly think that their tactics are the best. And it's hard to convince somebody to try something new. But getting back to the seminar, Ryan, I don't remember the gentleman's name that you had there, but he was very knowledgeable about dry fly fishing. And the part that interests me was I'm always looking for the stonefly cases on the rocks along the rivers and stuff. And that's kind of one of the neat things I like to do. If anybody knows about some of the stonefly species, they kind of crawl out of their case and they emerge into a winged insect. And it's kind of pretty neat. And that's one of the ways that I gauge what's going to happen fly fishing that day. And again, that's just my opinion. And that's what I believe is my expertise in that part. But I'm sure there's people out there that will contest that. But the seminar was good. I would recommend that you would try to contact Ryan at his fly shop. And I know that there's another seminar coming up shortly, Ryan. I know you don't have a date for it yet, but it's a seminar on warm water fishing, is it?
Yeah, bass bugs and warm water species to try and, to promote fly fishing through the summer when trout fishing becomes unethical, with the warm water temperatures.
Nice. So in the future, as soon as Ryan gets back to me and gives us a date, we will put that date out, and it's seminars are free, correct, Ryan?
That's correct.
So, Ryan, could you give us just your address of your fly shop and some ways to contact you?
Yeah, sure. It's 900 Walnut Avenue in Jim Thorpe. It's just on the outskirts as you're going out towards Nesquehoning. My phone number is 570-245-4376, and I also Instagram and Facebook, Pocono Fly Fishing, and PoconoFlyFishing.net is my email or my website.
Ryan, a little bit about the Lehigh River in the area you're fishing. We're all skooks over here. We do venture across the county line from time to time with the proper paperwork. But tell us a little bit about the Lehigh River that runs through Jim Thorpe.
Sure. It's the Lehigh River is an extremely rewarding fishery. It is rather dangerous, so I do recommend monitoring the USGS monitoring stations, particularly the one in Lehighton. Gives you the water flows, and monitor the flow out of the Francis Walter Dam. I recommend wading levels below 1,000 CFS. It is the Lehigh, unfortunately, has a lot of rather large boulders and holes, and they're all very slippery. So, wading is tricky. So, using a wading staff and studded boots would be most ideal for safety.
And wear a life jacket.
Yes. Safety is paramount. So we just need to make sure that everyone enjoys the fishery as well as takes the proactive approach and does their research beforehand. I recommend fishing anywhere from, up in the gorge all the way down to Northampton, where the, Stocking Association puts in really nice fish. Right now, the March Browns are, still on. It's again, the river's flowing at about 3,500 CFS in Lehighton, so it's a little bit tricky to wade, but we do offer some boat trips, and as long as we don't get too much more rain, we should be back in fishing here shortly.
Couple more days, Ryan.
Yeah.
We have a lot of water in the Schuylkill in New Philadelphia. I had to postpone my stockings only because of the volunteer safety and, of course, angler safety. But, if you're fishing the Lehigh, I certainly have a life jacket that I wear. Hopefully you never need it, but it's a good piece of insurance. It's just something that's necessary, especially if you're in high water. And believe me, the Lehigh is slippy. Mm-hmm. It looks like you're out there ice skating and tap dancing, and it's all good when you start slipping on those rocks. So, Ryan, one more time, how do we get in touch with you at the Pocono Fly Shop?
Yeah, thanks, John. Just www.poconoflyfishing.net. Number is 570-245-4376. And again, Instagram and Facebook, Pocono Fly Fishing. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And stand by for some information about the Bass Bug program and the warm water fishing techniques. And we'll have Ryan back next month, hopefully, with some of that information, and we could start booking you up.
Great. Thanks again. Appreciate your time.
Okay. Next on the list.
Yes.
Shane Casey.
Okay.
He's our waterways conservation officer, represented by the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission. He's here in Schuylkill County doing a tour of duty, and he's our local fish warden for now. He's the guy that's stocking all of these big fish for trout season. And Shane, welcome. Fire it up, brother.
All right, I appreciate it, John. Thanks for having me, and thanks for having me on the show today. So I'm the WCO for Schuylkill County, currently assigned to Western Schuylkill and Northern Berks, temporarily covering the eastern side of Schuylkill as well. We do have a graduating class coming out in July here, so we're going to have some more bodies in the field, and we should be at full complement. So the call volume should be hopefully less, so we'll be able to get out and do a little bit more patrols and see some more folks on the streams and rivers.
So, Shane, I believe you have one or two more stockings here for the in-season stocking coming up. Is that correct?
Yep, that is correct. So this Wednesday, we're going to be stocking the Pine Creek, Little Mahoning Creek, and Rabbit Run over towards Barnesville and Tamaqua area. And then on Thursday, we'll be doing Locust Lake State Park and the Whippoorwill in Frackville.
And for Wednesday, that's the Pine Creek along Route 54 in Rush Township, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so a nice little creek. I've caught some real beautiful brown trout out of there years ago, actually in the middle of summer when there was nobody else on the creek. But nice little creek. Shane, do you remember what time you're going to start stocking on Wednesday?
Should be, I think it's probably 11:30 or 12 o'clock start.
Okay, so for those out there that are trying to catch some fish, sounds like Wednesday and Thursday are good days to be out there sneaking around a little bit. And Shane, I know you're always up to and glad to get some help when you're out stalking trout. You know, if you could come out and help Shane volunteer to help carry some fish, it's always a good thing for him, and it's always a good thing for the guys that are out fishing, because they can certainly see, you know, if the fish are nice and how good they get spread out and everything. So it's you know, a lot of people have done it for a lot of years, and it's, you know, it's kind of like a regular thing. So if you're not doing anything Wednesday or Thursday, certainly Shane could use some help. I guess by now you're really tired of carrying fish, ain't you?
Yeah, it's been a long stocking season this year for sure.
Yep. So, you know, Shane's been stocking fish since about the third week of February, and here it is almost the end of May. I foresee Shane going on a long vacation. But in addition to that, there's a free fishing day coming up that's sponsored by the Fish and Boat Commission. They usually have two free fishing days every year, and number one is coming up on the 25th, which is Sunday, I believe. And Shane, a little bit about Free Fishing Day. I know you don't need a fishing license, but there's a couple other things I guess you should know about Free Fishing Day.
Yeah, absolutely. So the free fishing program is to kind of get people, give them an opportunity to give it a try without actually needing a license. For those that, you know, do plan on going out, the rules and regulations still apply as far as season size and creel limits. So if you do plan on keeping any fish, at that point you'll need a license. So we always want to, you know, always encourage you to check the summary book, know what you're fishing for, know the target species that you're going after, and checking the season size and creel limits for each and every body of water that you go and fish. But again, it's a great program that if you never picked up a fishing rod, or if you know someone that does avidly fish, get with them and have them show you the ropes a little bit. Because like I said, it's a great opportunity. It's a great recreational sport. I do it still off the clock, but it's a good way to, you know, really see if you like it, rather than doing it without those days and then running across us, because that could be a bad day for you. So I highly encourage it. You know, fishing's definitely a peace of mind, whether you're out there for sport or just out there to kind of take a break from the world. So it's I highly encourage it. If you never picked up a fishing rod, try to find someone that has, and just go find somewhere to cast line and give it a try.
Nice, relaxing sport. I've been doing it for a long time, Jay-Z.
Yes, indeed.
And it's all good. Shane, I know trout season's winding. Let me say this. I noticed your stocking is winding down. Us expert trout fishermen, we fish all year around, Jay-Z. So
yeah.
We always have fishing. But anyhow, Shane, boating season's going to start to prevail here shortly. Little bit of maybe life jacket information or some important regulations about the upcoming boating season. Maybe a little bit of information about BUI. So it's all yours.
Absolutely. So Memorial Day is going to be kind of the kickoff for the summer, and it's boating season. So whether you're on a private lake or a public lake, or you're in the Schuylkill River, life jackets are always imperative. We highly encourage you wear them when you're out. Just makes you feel more confident, more safe when you're out there in case something were to happen. Many times we see it's much harder to put the life jacket on if something, did go wrong than it is when you're wearing it. So life jackets are very important. They're required for every person on board any vessel, whether it's a kayak or a canoe. If you have two people on a canoe, I expect there to be two life jackets on board for a canoe. Even paddleboards. So ever since COVID, we had an increase in stand-up paddleboards, and we see that a lot where those that are paddleboarding don't carry life jackets with them. So we highly encourage, and it is required for stand-up paddle boards that they have life jackets as well. Your bigger boats, again, it's the same concept. For every person on board, you want to have a life jacket. Always have a whistle or sound-producing device. My reference to people when I'm on the water is the Titanic movie and how Rose was saved was through the whistle. So that's my reference when I see people and they don't have one. Typically, I carry extra, so if you see me and you want one, please ask. Larger boats, I know I cover Blue Marsh Lake. So depending on what water activity you're doing, whether it be jet skiing or you're tubing or skiing, again, going back to the life jackets, each one is regulated or has its special use, so there are life jackets for skiing and towing and other water-related activities. But biggest thing that take home is obviously the life jackets. Life jackets and whistles, depending on where you're at. If you're using a commissioned launch, you're going to have a launch permit or a registration, depending on the applicability, if you have a motor or not. A lot of stuff, so definitely check the weather. Don't want to get caught in a storm out there, even the wind. If you're kayaking, make sure you know if you want to go up, let the wind blow you back down. But just use common sense when you're out there, and always practice good boat safety.
And let somebody know where you're going for today.
Right. Absolutely.
Right? Well, Shane, thank you. I'm glad to have you on the show. Always good to have a fellow fish officer come to the show. There's a lot of information out there. I'd just like to jump in here real quick. The Schuylkill Headwaters Association trout stocking program, we postponed all of our trout stocking because of the torrential rains that we had last week. I checked the Schuylkill River in New Philadelphia today, and I'm hoping by Wednesday or Thursday, providing we don't get much more rain, that we will be able to reinstitute our trout stocking program, both on the Schuylkill River in the New Philadelphia, Middleport, Cumbola area, and the Little Schuylkill River in Tamaqua. It was running pretty good there the other day. Shane stocked it on Tuesday, I believe. Wasn't it, Shane?
Yep.
Put some beautiful brown trout in along with the rainbows. I did not fish because it was way higher than I care to fish. And I'm not an expert on high water fishing, so I figured it would be good not to do that. One more thing I just like to bring up. A couple weeks ago, I was in a bad situation where I needed a plaque for somebody that was retiring. And I went to the E.T. Trophy Shop over in Pottsville, 204 North Center, and they went out of their way to take care of me. So if anybody needs a trophy or a plaque, that's the place to go. Again, I was in a bad situation because of a time constraint, and they twisted a couple of policies and a couple of rules to accommodate me. So, I thank those people at that business. They certainly did a great job to be able to accommodate my needs.
Good deal. All right, we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with more as we continue after these messages on WPPA.
I'm an officer for over 20 years.
Welcome back, folks. Hour number one of the program on this Monday, third Monday of the month. And that means normally it's the Tuesday, but as John said, got some business to take care of tomorrow. So we got the folks from Schuylkill Headwaters, John Bondur and Company in studio today. Great to have you guys.
Thank you, Jamesy.
Do we have next, John?
Well, we have Steve Uleski from the Gordon Game and Fish. Steve's going to talk about his successful fishing derby he had for the kids last weekend. And it's always good. The Little Monoy Creek in Gordon's a great place to fish. Officer Casey stocks it with rainbow trout, and Steve stocks it with his cooperative nursery fish, and it's all good. Steve.
Thanks for having me, John. I was here last month with Joy, and we talked about our upcoming rodeo, and we had that on May 10th, and I guess this is our third year in a row now since COVID. We were not allowed to have a rodeo during COVID, so it's been getting bigger and better every year, and this year we had 236 kids attend, so it was jam-packed, and
full load.
We were a little bit worried at first because we had all that rain and the stream was up, but we were able to get the fish in and still able to have our rodeo, and it was well attended, and the weather was nice on Saturday. May 10th is when we had it, like I said. Like I said, we had about probably 800 or 900 fish that we stocked, and a lot of people were there enjoying the outdoors. And then we have other things that go along with it. We have a face painter and games, and we give away a lot of prizes, different things like fishing rods, and we did some Knoebels tickets packages and Legos, and we had a lot of people that donated, a lot of businesses that donated that were allowed us to have all those prizes and everything that we do for the day. So it was a great event, and hopefully we'll continue to grow. So we do have another event coming up in June. One of the things that we do every year is we are the sponsor for the Gordon Yard Sale, and we set up at 407 McKnight Street, and we sell food. But one thing we're adding this year is what we're calling a Members Recognition Day. So we're going to stock the entire Little Monoy Creek, and we're going to put tagged fish throughout. And, of course, anybody in the public can go out and fish, but if you want to be able to redeem a tag for the prize, you got to be a member. So we have a lot of members out there already, and we'll have memberships available that morning. We'll be there from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. And because we had so many donations for the rodeo, we have some prizes and things to carry over. So so this is an event that both kids and adults can enjoy. The Gordon Park is kids only, which is less than 15 years old through June 7th. So, the kids can still enjoy the park that day on June 7th, and then adults can fish the rest of the stream. So it should be a good day.
Definitely. Definitely should be a good day. The Little Monoy Creek is a beautiful little a little creek to fish. Again, the Gordon Game and Fish Association does a fantastic job stocking, raising fish, getting out to the public, educating the people, and it's just awesome to see that they were able to host 236 kids on May 10th for a free fishing derby. So hats off to you, Steve. Great job. You know, keep it going.
Thank you. We were in the same boat as you. We wanted to put some fish in on this weekend, and we did put some in the whippoorwill because you know it's a pond, but the water level wasn't there. So hopefully we'll get some fish in this week, replenish the supply of fish that are in the park, and there's still some tagged fish in there. We're honoring those tags to, you know, the kids that catch them. And we actually got a message last night for a tag, and it was a fish that we tagged back in March for Mentor Day. So it's been hanging around. Well, since then, and it finally has been caught.
Finally got caught, huh?
Yeah.
And that's just, you know, a great program, especially for the kids. And like Steve said a little earlier, they're going to have a program for the big kids on June the 7th, correct?
June the 7th, yes.
So, Little Monterey Creek be a good place to go. On the opposite end of the county, I have Mike Wider here with me. Representing the Friedensburg Fish and Game Club. And every year, Mike puts on a program that is pretty awesome. So, Mike, I'm not going to steal your thunder. Go for it.
Yep. Hey, morning, John. Thanks for having me. Yeah, on June the 7th at the Friedensburg Fish and Game, we host Outdoor Day, we call it, for children 10 to 15. And women 16 and up. We had some ladies there that were in their 80s, and they had one hell of a time. They couldn't wait to come back. So it's a fun day. It's all free. We build bird houses. We do fishing. We do shotgunning. We do canoeing, trapping, archery. We usually have a wildlife show. We're going to have dogs there this year. So they get a free T-shirt that day for coming. The birdhouse they build is actually free. They get to take that home with them. And then, you know, all food and drink is included. So it's just a good day. We have a nice grounds there. And everybody said they just have a great time when they come. And it starts at 8 till we're done.
And it is always a good time. I've been there for several years. Teaching some of the fishing aspects part of it, a great place, a great facility, great people, good food too, Mike.
These
guys throw up a nice meal after everybody's done, and there's a lot of camaraderie and fellowship in the building when everything is over. It's a great day if you're free and you're in the southern part of the county, go to Friedensburg Fish and Game. If you're free on June 7th and you're in the northern part of the county, you can go up to the guys in the Gordon area. So, I mean, there's a lot of things going on out here. Fishing's still good. And like Steve said, his cooperative nursery raises 9,000 trout a year. He's supplementing the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission's stocking allocations. When this water finally recedes, fishing's going to be good. The temperatures are going to be good. It's not going to – the water temperature's not going to be too hot. I think trout fishing's going to be on fire as soon as our water levels get back down to normal. What do you think, Steve?
Yeah, I agree. The water levels, I'd say last year and this year, have been pretty bad. And we actually had one of our members build a couple of really nice – float stocking units that we have not been able to use, so maybe we'll be able to get some float stocking in. So for anybody out there that wants to, you know, help us out with stocking or plan these events, you know, we're always looking for help. You can find us on Facebook at Gordon Game and Fish and message us there.
Nice.
Like you talked about earlier, it's manpower intensive to stock the fish, whether it's carrying buckets or dragging
a
float.
It's a lot of work. Yeah. And Mike, how would somebody get in touch with your organization at the Friedensburg Fish and Game for this event on June 7th?
Yeah, you can go on our Facebook page, Friedensburg Fish and Game, and you can download the application to fill out. Or you can call me, Michael Weider, at 570-617-0492. And if you see our flyer, my name and phone number's on the bottom of the flyer. easy to do. Just mail it back to the club. Or better yet, if you can't mail and it's last minute, just show up. We're good. I have great help. Like this year, I got Shane Casey here. He's going to be here with Tracy from the DCNR. And I got Jason McCunas, Chip Schuster. You know, I have great help for my events there. And then just something else on the back burner for the following weekend. We're having a Father's Day sporting clay shoot. 50 targets, $20 for 50 targets, includes food and drink. You know, bring your dad out to shoot in the morning. You know, so.
Don't get any better than that. Boy, you know, Jay-Z, I'd like to see you at one of those shoots.
I bet you would. I bet a lot of people would.
Forget him a bazooka.
Yep, bring him down. Yeah, bring him down.
Bring him down. You ought to see him fishing. Yep. That's even better.
Yep. Yep. And another thing, you know, if Hannah there, I mean, if you have time on June 7th, you're welcome to stop down. You know, we can find something for you to do,
yeah,
too.
Sure.
I'm never opposed with help.
Yeah, of course. Of course, I'll have to check my schedule. It's our busy season.
Yes, right, right.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
Thank you, Michael.
Yep.
That's always a great place to go. June 7th, down at the Friedensburg Fish and Game. All right, Hannah, who saved the best for last.
Aw, shucks. I don't want to say best, but if you say so. No, I'm just kidding. Now, we talked about a lot of fishing events. If you're looking for something more land-based, the Schuylkill Conservation District, this is our busy season, as I lightly mentioned. We've got lots going on. You may have noticed all of the rain that we've been having. They say April showers bring May flowers. Well, it seems like we're a month late. But May showers bring May mushrooms, which is really cool. And as a novice mycologist, I've been having lots of fun looking around. Even on my way here, I walked from my apartment in Pottsville to the radio show. I was seeing some ink caps in the mulch beds of some trees, which is really cool. And my family, they have a wooded lot, so I was visiting them, and I already saw some really cool stuff. But this weekend, I'm having a foraging walk on Saturday, May 24th. This Saturday, May 24th. It's called the Fabulous Foraging Walk. It's 3 to 4:30 at Sweet Arrow Lake. I'm meeting at the Waterfall Pavilion, so not the clubhouse. That's usually where I meet, but I'm going to start at the Waterfall Pavilion, and I'm going to go over some basic ethics, moral code of foraging, a.k.a. Know your stuff, know where you're foraging, know if you have permission, know the species, know not to take all of it, stuff like that, the basics, and then some things that you'll likely be able to find in your own backyard, things that might even sprout up in your garden beds. My favorite plant that everyone calls a weed, it technically is, but it's a low-rooting weed. So if you find it in your garden bed, it won't really disrupt the plants that are growing. It's called purslane, and it's a succulent. It's so delicious. So when I garden, I intentionally leave it in my beds so that it will grow and I will eat it. It is amazing, and it goes to seed sometimes like late July, August, so it'll be there for a while, and it will just go crazy. It's amazing. So sometimes it tastes better than the vegetables I plan on growing. So I'll be teaching you guys all about edible plants, and I won't really be touching upon edible mushrooms. People were saying, Hannah, are you going to teach us mushrooms? I get nervous about that. I think with plants, it's a lot easier to avoid poisonous plants than it is poisonous mushrooms. So if I teach the public anything, it'd be turkey tail, which is one of the basics. If you know, you know. But I'm not going to be getting into any morels or anything. It's past their season anyway. And then it's not the season for delicious things like chanterelles, chicken of the woods yet. So I think it would be in the best interest to focus on plants. So if you're a mushroom person, I'm sorry. I might point out some things on the walk, but I won't necessarily be speaking edibility just because it is a very big liability. If I go on a walk, say, oh, you know, eat oyster mushrooms, and then you accidentally eat an Amanita death cap, and you're like, oh, it was Hemlock Hannah that taught me that. I don't want to start any issues. But there certainly are, of course, plants you have to watch out for. So I always like to teach people edible things, but also the most poisonous things, so you know not to eat them. There's actually something called poison hemlock. I'm named after the eastern hemlock tree, not the poison hemlock. But I tell people, if you get me in a bad mood, I turn into poison hemlock. That's what killed Socrates, guys. So if I'm on a walk and I see poison hemlock, I will absolutely be pointing that out to you. People get it mistaken for Queen Anne's lace. And people love to eat the roots of Queen Anne's lace. But if you accidentally eat the roots of poison hemlock, you're in for not much longer. So I like to point out the basics and also the basics of things to not eat and avoid unless you really, really know your stuff. But that'll be really fun. Again, that will be this Saturday at Sweet Arrow Lake at the Waterfall Pavilion. That's where we're starting. Saturday the 24th, 3 to 4:30 p.m. And then I have one more event, which is really exciting. It's with the Pottsville Cyclery. So if you guys are like, oh, Hannah, you're always walking, I want to do something else, don't worry. We are doing a cycling event. So bring your bikes to the Auburn Trailhead June 1st, Sunday, June 1st. It's 11 to 2. We'll be riding from the Hamburg Trailhead. Now, not Landingville, not to be confused. It's the trailhead near the Dollar General. If you know, you know. We'll be going 10 miles to Hamburg, taking a break, learning about the Schuylkill River and its history, and then riding back for another 10 miles if you have it in you. If you don't, that's okay. You can arrange transportation to pick you up at Hamburg. We understand that 20 miles can be a big ask for some folks. So.
Sounds like an electric bike, Jay-Z.
Yeah, that'd go a long way. Absolutely, that would go a long way. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more as we continue on this Monday edition. Back with more after these messages. Welcome back, folks. Hour number one of the program. John Bondur and the folks from Schuylkill Headwaters are in studio. Day early, but good to have you, John. We don't want to miss the program.
That's because, right. Better early than never.
That's right. Exactly.
All right. So we pretty much have everybody done here except Hemlock Hannah. She's got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about, and she's always a very interesting guest to have. So, Hannah, have at it.
All right. If you missed before the break, I was talking about the fabulous foraging walk this Saturday at Sweet Arrow Lake Waterfall Pavilion, 3 to 4:30. And then I was just starting to touch upon the Riverside bike ride that the Schuylkill Conservation District is having in conjunction with the Pottsville Cyclery. And that will be on Sunday, June 1st, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You know, it's really funny. Chip's not here today, but I ran into him at the cyclery about when I was planning the event. He got his bike fixed there. I just got my bike fixed at the Pottsville Cyclery, too. Great folks, and great with this community event. So it's pretty relaxed. It goes from the Auburn to Hamburg Trailhead. I'll be pointing things out along the way. There's lots of trees in bloom. The locust trees are flowering right now. It's really, really beautiful. There's also lots of native blackberries, or aka black caps, flowering along the trails. So lots of really cool plants and things that I will be pointing out if you are fortunate enough to be riding next to me. But it'll be really, really fun. Then, of course, we'll be taking a break at Hamburg, getting some more water. We have snacks. We won't be providing lunch. So that's on you if you're really, really hungry. But we'll have some basic things. We'll do a quick presentation. There'll be some folks there to talk about the nature in the area more robustly, and they'll also be talking about how the trails were connected, because until last year, they weren't. So it's really, really fortunate now that we can go all the way from Auburn to Hamburg, and then we'll be riding back, and that'll be the day. So very, very excited for that event. It's the first, from what I know, partnership we have for a bike ride. So I'm very, very excited about that, especially now that my bike is fixed and I can change the gears without the chain popping off. It should be pretty easy. But there won't be too much need, though, to switch gears on this ride. It's very, very flat. When I say minimal hills, I'm serious. As someone who hates hills, I would be riding through Deer Lake as a kid, and that is just on a hill. So it's pretty flat. So it's pretty easy for folks. You might hear 20 miles, and that might scare you, but really it's not too much. Now, I'll also pitch, we do have summer day camps coming up in June that the Schuylkill Conservation District is having ourselves. And because I'm also everywhere, I will be doing a camp with the Schuylkill Conservancy and some more. So check out our socials, check out our website. It's Schuylkill CD, as in CD as in Conservation District, everywhere you look. If you have any questions, you can always call me directly at 272-208-0406. I can tell you more information about any of these events, a.k.a. are children suitable? Yes, for most of them, except the foraging one. I wouldn't recommend bringing young children. Are pets allowed? Yada, yada, yada. So you can always give me a call, shoot us an email. You can even reach out over social media. We'll get back to you as soon as we can about any questions. And we have all of our camps up. We have all of our the rest of our spring events. So there's even more that I didn't even get to touch on because we're doing a lot this spring. So we're really excited, and then we'll be doing even more this summer.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Sounds good. So let's get back to a little bit more fishing here, Steve. One more time. Your event on the 7th of June on the Little Monoy Creek. Give us a quick brief on that, and then I'll put Mike back on, and he could talk about the southern part of the county at his event.
Yeah, so June 7th from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. will be set up at 407 McKnight Street in Gordon. That's an event we've been doing for years, the Gordon Yard Sale. But we added to that this year, Members Recognition Day. We'll stock the entire Little Monoy Creek. Anybody from the public, you know, can fish as long as it's, you know, one of the locations you're allowed to be that you're not trespassing. And we'll have tagged fish throughout that anybody that's a member can claim for a prize. And we'll be, you know, at our location there in Gordon selling food, and we'll have memberships available if anybody wants to become a member before they go fish. That way they can claim a prize if they get a tagged fish.
Good. So that's for the guys up in the northern part of the county. Mike, give us some more information one more time about your event on the same day in the southern part of the county.
Yeah, Friedensburg Fish and Game, 169 Stone Mountain Road, Pine Grove, PA. We're having our outdoor day, kids from 10 to 15, and women 16 and up, 8 to 3. That's what I call it. You know, could go longer, but everything's free. Don't cost you nothing. Food, birdhouse, T-shirt. We run about 6 to 8 different events. It's just a good day to be out. And then the following weekend, June the 15th, we have a Father's Day sporting clay shoot, 50 targets for $20, includes food and drink. Bring your dad out to shoot. You know, it's always a good time. We had a great crowd last year. I think we had close to 100 shooters last year.
Sounds like a good event. One last thing before we close, just a reminder that Sunday, May 25th, free fishing day. Provided by Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission. Shane, I'll put you on the hot seat for the next minute or two. A little bit of information about Free Fishing Day this upcoming Sunday.
Yep, it's a good opportunity for those who've never picked up a rod, never casted a line, to get you out in the water, give it a shot, see what it's all about, and hopefully we can get you to buy a license for the following year or for that year, and get you more involved and see what it's all about. I just wanted to touch one more time. Wednesday, we're stalking the Mahoning Creek and Rabbit Run along with Pine Creek, meeting at 11:45 at the Dollar General in Barnesville, and then 11:45 on Thursday at Locust Lake for the Locust Lake and Whippoorwill stalking.
And the Wednesday stalking is the Pine Creek that runs right down from the Dollar General along Route 54 in the Barnesville area. Believe it or not, we have 3 Pine Creeks in Schuylkill County.
Oh, really?
One being there in Rush Township, the other one being in the Oregsburg area, and then the third one being in the western part of the county I believe it would be pretty much in Barry Township and maybe Higgins Township.
Yeah, it's a tributary to the Mocatunga Creek.
It is. So there's a lot of pine creeks. You got to keep it straight.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, if anybody's available Wednesday and Thursday, come out, help Officer Casey do his final in-season trout stockings. Help is always appreciated. I know by now he probably lost 10 pounds carrying all of those fish. He's been stocking since mid-February. Again, fishing's good. It will be better once this water goes down. It will be a little better for angler safety. If you're fishing big water, I certainly would recommend you wear a life jacket. Not a bad idea. You know, you want to go out and have fun. You just want to make sure you get home.
Exactly.
Awesome. Good stuff. John, can't thank you enough for arranging this on Monday because of your other duties, but we'll check you out on the third Tuesday of the month coming up for show number six.
Show number six next month.
On WPPA Pottsville.